This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Even though the last Mishnah we mentioned the Hamshach of Gimel, that's according to some Siddur, the Siddur of the other Siddur Atzrova that we're losing now, that was Mishnah Chav Dalet. So today we'll continue to Mishnah Chav Hey. And who are Yoim and Achor, which is Rehuda Ben Tema talking. But the Tosfos Yonatan speaks out, this Mishnah is not Miseder of the Masechta Zu. Chom Masma to this Masechta has the words of Shmuel HaKotten, and Taka there are Girses that say Shmuel HaKotten Oimer Ben Polivach Al Tismach. But anyway, who are you Oimer? If it's Shmuel HaKotten or Yehuda Ben Tema, according to other Shitas, Ben Chomish Tonim LeMikra. 5 years old, a person should enter to learn Mikra. Ben Es LeMishnah, at 10 years old, you should go to Mishnah. Hainu, you should learn the whole Tanakh from 5 to 10. Ben Es LeMishnah, at 10 years old, you should learn Mishnah. Ben Shlosh LeMitzvahs, 13 is the year of Mitzvahs. He's called the Gadol, he's Chayim all the Mitzvahs. Ben Chamesh LeTalmud, Limud Gemara is 15. Ben Shmonesh LeChuppah, 18, the person should get married. Ben Esr Lirdoif, 20 is Lirdoif. That if you didn't marry a woman yet, this is the Meiri Hiroidif, to marry a woman and shouldn't worry, wait anymore. Because you shouldn't mishtakeya, you shouldn't get sunken in to bear her thoughts. Ben Adhod, Ben Lildavazin, the Rab means to be Efti Mizoinus, Parnosa. Ben Shloshim Lakoyach, for Koyach. That's what we found in Levian, that's when they started doing Avodas HaMishkan, Arba Labino, after 40 years, that's the Koyach of Yisechel is starting to develop, mature. Ben Arbom Labino, Ben Chamishim LeEitza, that people can start asking you Eitza. Ben Shishim LeZikna, Shishim LeZikna, Ben Shimon LeSeva, Seva is by David Amel, who says that Lashon. He was B'Seva, Yonos B'Seva Toiv, and he died at the age of 70. Ben Shmoyim LeGvura, Shmoyim is Gvura, that's to strength. Seva is ripe old age. As the Rashi says, at 70, the physical signs of old age are fully apparent. And Rashi says at 60, the signs of old age begin to appear. And the Magen Avraham says that the point that when a person turns 60, he has to give serious consideration to the fact that the end of his life is approaching and he should increase his efforts in the service of Hashem. That's what the person has to know, but that's 60 Lazikna. Similar Seva now Mamish physical signs of old age are fully apparent. And Shmuel LeGvura, at Shmoinim is Gevura, that you need the power of Hashem to reach the age of 80. That's what Rashi learns Pshat. Another Pshat is the Mishnah speaking not of physical trend, of spiritual trend. By the age of 80, a person's physical drives are weakened, enabling his spiritual side to become the dominant force in his life, and he'll find it easy to learn Torah and do mitzvahs at the age of 80. Ben Tishim L'suach, Tishim now, the age of 90, is the age of stooping, which means he walks while he's bent over, said the Rav says. Another pshat is lasur, means to the ditch, the Rav learns. It means that the 90-year-old is close to death and being buried in the grave. That's another pshat in lasuach. Lasuach is like a kever. Rabbi Yehuda Yoina learns pshat that yishpach sicha, to learn that when you get to tishim, you should be oisik all the time and tefillah to Hashem, and to talk about the neflois that Hashem did for him, and to work on his midos and to learn Torah. Ben meya shana meya kilo meis vavim in ha'olam, vavabatim in ha'olam, he gets to 100. He's like, the person is not here anymore, he's like he died, he passed away, and he sees from the world. Rashi says the age of 100, a person barely living, his eyesight is poor, there's no energy, and his mind is feeble, and therefore, it's a different madrega. Let's see the Rav on this Mishnah. The Rav goes by Riches, Ben Shech Hamish al Mikra, Me Orli Afinon, Dechsiv, we learn from Orla, Shal Shom Yelachom, Arelim, since 3 years we are in, Mishon Arvias, Yakol Pirio Kodesh Dilulim, the fourth year in the crop, we use it, Kodesh Dilulim, praise Hashem, we take it up, and that's that the Revive, Shalom Melamed Surah Sa'oisis, Beheker Anakudas, he starts to teach him a little bit of the Torah, Bishon HaChamishis, Tochlas Piri Loisvas Tlachem Tavos, the Pasvosik says the Remez, that now he has to add on to his productivity, Kamei Sofer Lekutur, as the Torah says, you stuff him like a shore, at the age of 5, now he has to really shteig in his Avodas Hashem. And as in the Mishnah, 10, the Mishnah, it means in his learning, you should start, you know, increasing very much his learning. That's what it says. Now at 5 years old, he starts learning Mikra. And as the Mishnah, learn Mikra, Chamesh Shana, 5 years of Mikra. Chamesh Shana Mishnah, he learns 5 years of Mishnah, Chamesh Shana Gemara. The Ramah called Tam Shalai Rosh, Simon Yavah, Mishnah, Chamesh Shana, Meran Chul Chavdal says that the person who learns 5 years, he doesn't see a Simon Brach, he doesn't see accomplishment. Shuv and Aroy, the Simon Brach, Asher Levim, Ben Chamesh, Ve'esim Shana, Mal Yavah, Litzvay Tzava, Asher Ben Levim. When he's 25 years old, he starts to learn the Avodah, and then over learning Hilchos Avodah Chamishon with Ben Shloshim Oyvid. If he doesn't chapi, he doesn't get it, it doesn't come to him, so then he has to realize that it's not for him. Ben Shloshim in the mitzvahs, Siv Isho Isho, he asks me, Kol Chatois Odom. The Gabi Shchem Ksiv, the Ikrush Neb Neyav, Shimon Velev, Ache Dina Ish Charba, Velev, Oseper Ben Shloshim Shon Oyvid, the girl of Ish. So you see the Lashon of Ish, become a man. That's at 13 years old. And Shmonas for the Chuppah, Yud Tes Adam Ksuvim B'Pash Breshim and V'Yirim Elkim Nasa Adam Aviv and Hashem Elkim Asatzela Chav the Kufay Pash for Shmonas for the Drasha. Says 19 times for the word Adam, the Pashas Breshis from Yirim Elkim Nasa Adam. One is Lakufay, the time is going on the person, and the rest of the left, the teacher says that the 18 year old, that's when he should be involved in bringing more people to the world. Ben Esim Lirdoif, Acham Zoyn Oysav, to go after his Parnasa, Ashalon Mikra, Mishva Gemara, he has now after 20 years, because we said 5 years for each, 5 years for Mikra till 10, 5 years of Talmud till 15, 15 now, he learns the whole Shas till he's 20 years old. Gemara Menasi Isha, Vahubanim, and he has married a woman, he has kids, Sarach Lash, Lavach, Acham Zoyn Oys. That's one Pshan Lirdoif. They should run after and find a Parnasa. About it. Today, Baruch Hashem, people learn in Koilo, and that's how they make Shtikl Parnos. The Perish Achab and Esu Lirdoi, Oysim and Hashemayim, Anisha Alamaisim. Lirdoi here means to run after, chase him from Shemayim, and to punish for his deeds until 20, they don't punish him in Shemayim. Shem Bez Shemayim, Anisha Pozim, Ben Deshim, they don't punish him less than 20. And Shlosh Lekoyach, Shalivim HaMakim as a Mishkan. The Vim used to uphold the Mishkan, lift, set up the Mishkan. When Farkinah returned his agolas, then they used to take it apart and they used to load up the agolas with the beams and everything for the Mishkan. When they used to cut they carried their shoulders also. Ben Shloshim Shonavah, that took place from 30 years above. So you need the koyach to take apart and build and carry the Mishkan. Ben Abram, the Binah Shlach Abram Shona, so he saw the Midrash. Amar the Moshe, when Hashem Hashem, when not after 40 years in the Midrash, Moshe told Chayis, when Hashem Hashem, Lachem Leiv Lo Das, when I am the Rosh, was not much more Ana Yoyim Azeh. Till this day, in Chosh Chamishim La'etza, Shneur B'Leviim, we ben Chamishim Shana Yosh Mitzvah, Avoid the Levod Oyin, the Sheres is Achav. Ma'ah, what's the Sheres? As when they serve at 50 Shitim Lam Eitzah, to give Eitzahs, to give advice. And Shish Mazikna, they say, Tavoy, Bekelach, Eli Keva, Bekelach, Begumach, Shishim. Then Shivim Maseva, they say, Vidova, Yomas, Beseva, Tova, Yichayev, Hayushim Shana, Shana Gvurash, the Sivim Gvurash, Man Shana, Lo Shuach, Baruch Shachar V'Chafel. I said before, he's bent over already. V'Shem Lashon Shuchar Amuka, a big pit. But the point is, Rabbi said, Amar the Gemishna teaching us that a person has to use out his life to the fullest. He has to be careful that he shouldn't waste time. There is a certain amount of life that he has, and every stage of life, There's an Indian, always you see in the Mishnah, Moed Gezeirah, every stage of life, there's a she'ifa, there's a, the yesod of growth, of what you're supposed to do, what you're supposed to be accomplishing now. Every stage of life, there's supposed to be a higher level of steiging, of growth, of doing things, and that's a major thing we have to realize in life. Another year of life is not just, okay, it's another year, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to me, and move on past the birthday cake. No, it means another year of life means that now I have more responsibility. Now as I get older, there's more things I have to look out for, more things that I have to do in my life. And that's what a person should be the cheshbon of his life. As he's growing older, as the years are passing by, it's time to increase my efforts to be spread the word of Hashem. Increase my efforts to bring more Kavod Shemayim in this world. Increase my efforts to bring a nachas ruach l'Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the tachlis. Have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.